What is your name?
Timothy Moore.
What is your age?
52.
What is your occupation?
Chicago Police Lieutenant, detailed to the FBI's Public Corruption Task Force.
What kind of work do you do as a lieutenant?
Currently, I investigate allegations of misconduct involving law enforcement officers in the Northern District of Illinois.
How long have you been with the police, Tess?
I've been with the police department for 27 years, and I've been with the FBI task force for the last 4 years.
Why did you first become a police officer?
I started back when I was in college. I took an investigative law enforcement course, and the goal of the course was to solve an homicide that had taken place on the college campus, and my partner and I, we were the last two left in this thorough investigation that lasted the whole semester. And after completing that is when I got the bug to join the police department upon graduation.
How do you like working as a police officer?
Well, as I said, I've been a police officer for the last 27 years, and police work is very rewarding and self-fulfilling because you get to help people on a daily basis. And the beauty of being a police officer is once you get out there and you're riding around in a squad car and you start encountering people and helping people, you'll find that each day is a different experience. I mean, you have days where, yeah, you're chasing criminals through the alleys, you're locking up people, you're just having fun being the typical police officer that you see on TV, running and chasing and tackling and handcuffing. But the more fulfilling experience is when you have an opportunity to pull over, help a senior citizen with their groceries, and get someone from point A to point B to just sit and talk to people about their problems and just to help someone's emotional side. It's not all about locking people up and running and gunning. It's more so really getting involved in the community and letting people see the softer side of law enforcement. That's what I really appreciated being a police officer earlier on in my career.
Very interesting. What has been your experience with the justice system?
Over the years as a police officer, I've had many occasions where I had to go to court. My experience has always been positive. You know, it's always great to be out there in the field and to arrest people that need to be arrested and send them to jail. But then there's that side of it where after the arrest, you get a court date and you have to go to court and to fulfill your obligation to make sure that these criminals, you know, receive their penalty. Now, at that point, you're left to testify in court and to see the outcome of the trial proceedings, be it with a judge or be it with a panel of jurors. That's always very interesting to see the outcome and to play your role in the outcome of the arrest that you made earlier on.
What's one experience that comes to mind that you've seen anything unfair in the justice system?
Well, there have been occasions where I've played a role in locking up someone, and I just felt that the charges that the person was facing and the outcome, I don't think it was fair. I just think that sometimes people commit crimes and they just don't get the sentence that's appropriate to the crime they committed. If I catch someone that committed a homicide or murdered someone and a year and a half later, they're out on the street for whatever reason, that's just not fair. You know, people, there should be truth in sentencing. And when people are arrested for certain crimes, they should be held accountable for those crimes. And the only way to hold them accountable is through the judicial system and having them face a sentence that's appropriate for the crimes they committed.
What do you believe should be changed in the justice system?
One of the main things that should be changed is truth in sentencing. I think the punishment should fit the crime, and people that are arrested for certain crimes, the violent crimes, rapes, murders, robberies, burglaries. I think the sentence that these folks receive should be appropriate to the crime. You would hate to have someone burglarize your house, ransack it, and then they get probation. That is not a deterrent for people to do it again. If people out there know that, hey, if I get locked up for robbery, I'm going to go to jail for 10 plus years. So they might rethink their committing criminal acts if they know there's a chance that they're going to go away a long time. Mm-hmm. Right now, we don't really have that. So there needs to be truth in sentencing.
What bias do you think is happening in the justice system?
There is bias. Right now, depending on where you live, and depending on who you are, you'll find that there are people that spend a lot longer time in jail than other people. I think everyone should face the same amount of incarceration time based on the crime that's committed. It shouldn't matter whether or not you're rich, you're poor, you're black, you're white, you're Asian. That should not play a role in it. It should be based on the crime that's committed. Mm-hmm. If you commit a certain crime, you should be able to, you should have to spend that amount of time in prison for the crime that's committed. It shouldn't be based on social class, race, or anything else but the crime that was committed.
What part of the justice system do you wish won't change?
That I wish won't change?
Yeah.
That's a hard question. Mm-hmm. I just think that, well, with the justice system, I just believe that there should always be punishment. Mm-hmm. So right now we're leaning towards giving people more probation, giving people help, and not incarcerating people just because so many people are incarcerated and jails are overcrowded. I understand that, but some people need to be locked up. Some people mm-hmm. need to answer to their crimes. So moving away from that and going more towards ankle bracelets and home monitoring, that's a good thing, but that's not for everyone. So I think people should be held accountable, and I think people should be incarcerated based on the crimes that they commit.
Have any crimes that recently happened make you question the justice system?
Recent crimes? Well, and the most recent one that I can think of right now is the case involving a police officer that was involved in a shooting incident of a suspect that was armed with a knife. And the officer was on duty, he was working, and he ends up shooting a suspect in the street that had a knife. As it turns out, the officer ends up facing murder charges, and he's since been convicted of murder. It was a hard case to look at. It was a hard case to for the prosecutors and the defense attorneys. And ultimately, I think just based on how it played out, that the officer should have been probably held accountable for some of his actions. But I just think it's hard to convict someone for an officer that's on duty, that's working, that's out there trying to protect the public, and it's just really kind of hard for them to make that decision. But I just don't, whether they got it right or not, who am I to say? But that's one that's fresh in my mind, and that's all I want to say about that one.
Can you describe what happens inside a courthouse?
Sure. Usually what happens is, be it the defendant or a witness or a victim of a crime, every party is summoned to court. So you have a judge, you have a bailiff who's like the officer working in the court, you have the attorneys, you have defense attorneys, and you have prosecutor attorneys, you have someone that's taking notation, and you have clerks, and you have people sitting there to watch the trial or the case unfold. So normally before cases go to trial and people are summoned to court, It's an arraignment. It's a quick hearing. And the judge hear the case and just a little bit about the case and see what's going on. And then he'll determine whether or not there's enough evidence to go to trial on the case. Though normally the first appearance is pretty quick. So you have the victim, and you have the perpetrator of a crime. They're standing before the judge with their attorneys, and the judge will ask a few questions, and they'll just go through that process of figuring out whether or not this is worthy of going forward, and the judge will make a determination. And then right after that, they'll get another court date. And ultimately, this does lead to a full-fledged trial where either the judge or the jury would have to weigh in on the outcome of the crime that was committed.
What do you like most about your job?
What I like most about the job is no 2 days are the same. Every day you go to work, there's a different experience that's going to happen. There's something that you have to kind of learn on the fly. It's not like going to a job at McDonald's where you know every day I'm going to have to make the fries. I'm going to have to flip the burger. When you're a police officer, every day you show up, there's going to be something totally different, and you're going to have to respond to that situation on the fly. And luckily for me, there's always someone there. If I don't know it all, there's always someone I can talk to about it. But it's just being able to experience new and different things every day that I show up to work has been rewarding to me over the last 27 years.
Would you recommend others to go into the task force?
Definitely. It's a good experience to work with outside agencies. Right now, being on the task force, I work with not only other Chicago police officers, I work with the FBI, I work with people from Secret Service, the state police, ATF, DEA. I just work with a lot of different other federal agencies, as long as members of my own police department, and it's rewarding, and it's good networking, and it's nice being able to work in unison with a group of people from different agencies to solve crimes.
Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you.